pretty good group of guys coming back today.
Yeah. It was good to see. Obviously, Victor work was good. Felt good.
Was he limited at all, in your opinion, or was he pretty much a full go?
He took as many reps as was planned for him to take. So usually when they first come back, that word appears anyway, limited. But it looked to me like he took probably half, maybe more.
So what about the Dallas game with Cruz and JPP?
We'll see.
JPP looks all right to you?
Practiced pretty well. We'll see. We have obviously ways to go there.
Adrian Robinson, is he today?
Yeah, he was. He's going to be a while. I'm not giving you one. He's got a sore foot, you know, so we'll see. Those things usually are very unpredictable anyway, so we'll see. Hopefully he'll get back as fast as he can because he needs to.
How about Henry?
Henry's, if there's a will, there's a way. I mean, this guy is all heart, and he won't miss a beat. As soon as they gave him the opportunity to get back out there, he was trying to jump in on every snap. So you come back from these things, it takes a while.
Coach, what do you want to see from David Wilson? What does he need to do to be successful?
Keep getting better. Continue his, he's done a nice job of recognition. He's done a good job of chipping and helping in pass protection. He's got to continue to do that.
Is there a different vibe today because it is a game?
A different what now?
Vibe out there today?
You're talking about the first game of the regular season and your first time you've had your 53 and your 8 practice squad together. So there's a nice feeling. It's a good exciting feeling because the season is about to begin.
Tom, you look at the roster, and I mean, you have three safeties, and I guess Ross and Terrell could fit into that mode. Are you going to need another one, or?
We'll see. I mean, the ideal thing would be to balance every spot, but that didn't happen for us. So we do have to compensate somehow, some way, and we'll try to do that as best we can. But you keep the best players.
Tom, what's the latest on Andre Brown? I mean, obviously keep the money for the
free. I don't know. We'll see.
Still waiting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I can tell you. You know, the guy's hurt. He's got a serious injury. What's his status going to be? I can't tell you that. And how long? I don't. I really don't. I can repeat what you hear out there, but I don't know that that's the way it's going to be. I know this. He has a great attitude about it, and he really, you know, believes that he'll come back faster than whatever number anybody puts on it. So I'm rooting for him.
As a coach, is it tough to come off a day like Saturday, which you said is a really difficult day, and then to be, you know, full energy and get everyone motivated on Monday? Then?
No, I don't think so. Thank goodness for Monday, to be honest with you. Get your dauber back up.
You mentioned JPP still has a ways to go.
He's got to practice. He's got to practice. That's what that means. Practice every day. Put the uniform on. You know, play in the pads. See how he feels the next morning. Those are the things that he has to go through.
Has he been able to? He was talking a week or so ago that he was still having trouble. He was sore on the second day. Has he gotten?
I have not. We'll see. I'll let you know tomorrow.
How did his conditioning look? Did he look winded?
That's one of the things we tried to work with today, and I think his bursts were good. Now, you know, how many of them? I can't tell you that. But in a short practice like that, it was well-spirited, and he matched up well, and he did what I was worried he would do. There's no pads on, and he's coming like he's got them on. So that's a good sign. Okay?
What did you see out of Curtis Painter this summer that made you? Well, the stats favored David Carr. But...
Well, what we saw was that, he did make – I thought more of the throws down the field. He did have a couple of opportunities where he, you know, brought the team down the field and the jet game field goal, that type of thing. They were close. They were very close. But that's the decision we made. I thought it was a very objective one. You know, there were a bunch of parties involved in that, as you can imagine, pro personnel, Jerry Reese, myself, his position coach, his coordinator. So, you know, we hope we made the right call. And as I told David, you know, who knows? I mean, David has done a great job for us here over the years. He's done a superb job as a scout team quarterback, being able to really mimic whatever style we were going to play against. And that has to be a consideration for us going forward now, too. I mean, between Ryan and Curtis, those two guys are going to have to handle all the quarterback positions and the way in which they differ. They'll have to handle that throughout the year, and hopefully they can do it as well as David has done in the past.
Did it make your cuts a lot more complicated having a third quarterback on the roster if you haven't done a lot?
Well, it's you know, you constantly are looking at that number that you're not going to have that extra guy no matter. But you can't – but my feeling is that at the quarterback position, it's very difficult for you to try to pair that off with any other spot. If you are in the position where the three quarterbacks are going to be a part of your team, you just go forward with it. There's no, you know, there's no lamenting that opportunity that we've had in other years or other teams have with two and the extra roster spot. It's just when it comes to the quarterback spot, it's a whole totally different evaluation.
Thank you.